Oh, shit. I want to go back to yesterday. Yesterday. I want to go back to yesterday. Come on. I want to go back to yesterday. Come on. I want to go back to yesterday. Yep, Black Eyed Peas, y'all. Back to yesterday. Yesterday. We're going back to the front. Give them what they want. Back to the past. Retro class. Back to the leader. Back to review. Back to the future. Take them to the old school. Let's go.
Yo. 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 Hey. For real, though?
What's up?
You guys killed it with this. Come on. What? Come on, app. Yeah, you know what's crazy is man, just listening to that.
Seriously, though?
It's something that people need it right now.
Especially right now. It was so funny because, okay, I already told you my ex-wife called me, right?
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I was in the studio. I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out.
Yep.
You remember that? We went out and then we came back to the studio. It was like 3 a.m. or 2:30 in the morning, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I forget what time it was. And Will's still there.
Yeah.
With this track.
Yep.
Like just picking it apart. And I was like, when is this thing gonna come out? Like, this song needs to be out. But anyways, what I'm trying to get at is my ex-wife calls me when she saw the video. Like, she saw it online. Like, she saw it on someone's Facebook page or something like that, a link. And she was like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, that was amazing. Like, she goes, that song is, like, the best song ever. She goes, that's the best peace song I've ever heard.
Wow, that's incredible.
And she goes, I'm even going back to their first album, because everyone always goes back to the first album.
Well, you know what's funny is that song, Will has been working on that song since 2007.
Isn't that crazy?
Been working on that one, fine-tuning that record.
That's nuts.
Because he had to make sure that, you know, everything on the beat was cohesive, because there's a lot of samples.
Yeah, man.
And everything is in different key, different BPM, so he had to, I don't know how he did it. I mean, that's the genius that will.i.am is.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to fuse all those different songs into one track.
And the way it flows is so dope.
Yep.
And then I was even like, how is this music video going to happen? Because that was the first thing you said that you guys were going to do. You guys are going to shoot a video for it. And in my head, I'm like, well, how are they going to shoot this video? And then I saw the video and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, man.
Who did it?
Pasha Shapiro.
Oh, he's the one that does.
He does a lot of the Will
stuff. He does a lot of it, right?
Yeah, he does a lot of Will stuff. Actually, the concept of the video is really dope, because not only do you have, you know, us with the actual album covers of each song, to the right of the record, you see the actual album that hip hop group sampled the song from.
Yes.
So if it's De La Soul, you see the sample.
Yeah, man.
De La sample, mm-hmm. that song.
Okay, here's another thing that I loved about those album covers, because now they don't have
vinyl.
They don't have vinyl. They don't have record stores. And not only that, CD covers, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Because CD covers still kind of carried that album mystique. You know what I mean? Like, the cover was everything.
Exactly. I mean, just think about when we used to go to Tower Records or Sam Goody's and we used to pick up singles.
Yep.
Tapes. Like, yo, I got that new, you know, whatever it was at that time. Daz FX.
Yep.
They want FX single.
Yep. They had the single, and then they had remixes on the back.
Remixes on the back,
And then, but not only that, but those album covers are legendary. Like, now they don't, you can't, like, I don't even know what Beyonce's new album cover looks like. Nobody does. Nobody knows what Lil Wayne's album cover looks like. Like, I mean, I remember the last one with the baby or whatever, but back then, you knew every album cover.
Yeah.
You knew Fear of a Black Planet. You knew It Takes a Nation.
N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton.
Yo, Black Sheep. Everyone knows Black Sheep. Yo, N.W.A. Straight Outta Compton.
And it's perfect timing right now, because the movie is coming out.
Yes, man.
So the thing about that is when you look at the album covers and you look at the time period and you say to yourself, how did the P's manage to send us back into a time warp? Like, the 90s, from 88 to like 93.
Yes.
That's what we're paying homage to. That's the era of hip hop we came from.
Yep.
And we want to educate the people now and the youth now that there was a history that we appreciate in hip hop culture.
So I was talking to King Batch. He's like huge on Vine.
Right.
And very talented, and very funny, and very young too.
Right.
And then another kid, Matt Reif, who opens for me, and I was asking them about do you know the elements of hip hop? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, and they don't know. You know what I mean? And I don't know if it's because I'm old or these kids are just refusing to know what it is. But you know, their elements of hip hop is like weed. Money, bitches, you know what I mean? Like, that's what they think hip-hop is. That's because that's what rappers have portrayed. But everyone, like true hip-hop is b-boying,
MCing,
and DJing.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the elements. Those four elements make hip-hop.
Well, that's why that culture. It's time for us to educate and let people know, like, where we come from.
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas. Before the P's, Will.i.am and Apple were signed to Ruthless Records with Eazy-E.
Yep.
People don't know that era.
Nope.
So there was a history before the Black Eyed Peas, and now 20 summers later, Black Eyed Peas celebrating our 20 summers of being
a group. I like that.
Yeah, 20 summers.
I like that. So Let's make a t-shirt.
You don't sound like an old dude.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
20 years make you sound like...
Yeah, 20 summers. Oh, shit. Yeah, summer school. Yeah, 20 summers.
20 years ago, I was a rapper.
Yeah, exactly. 20 summers ago... Doesn't sound that bad.
I used to take words and make them rhyme with each other.
I used to break dance at the freestyle session.
Yeah, I was a break dancer.
Break dancer. Instead of a b-boy, I was a breaker.
I was a breaker.
Yeah.
I had a portable linoleum floor.
Linoleum. I love that word.
I would take it to the malls.
Yeah.
And dance in front
of Montebello Mall. West Covina Mall.
No, they don't know that, though.
They don't know that.
They don't know about me.
Tell them. Let them know.
Yeah, you don't know this, man. I was a B-boy, original B-boy.
I know you were.
1984.
Yeah, when you had hair.
My mom would make me dance at the malls.
There it is. Filipino style.
Filipino style, man.
Yep. Why do Filipino parents always want their kids to perform?
Here's the funny thing is...
like everywhere, like at debuts or backyard parties.
Everything. My niece just had her debut, right? By the way, debut is like 18-year-old girl birthday party, and they treat it like a wedding. It's the most creepiest event you'll ever see, but it's the most beautiful event. Anyways, my sister sang at that debut, and I'm like, this has to be the 100th debut you've sang it. You know what I mean?
Did she sing the same song?
Yeah, I think she did.
What song is it?
I can't remember, but it was something like from a Disney movie.
Oh, it has to be.
It's something from a Disney movie.
From Leah Salonga?
Something.
Yeah.
It's something that has to do with a mermaid or a princess that's animated.
Yeah.
That is the song of choice when Filipinos sing.
Yeah.
Because it's beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
It's very beautiful. Jimmy Gomez
is
your original, is your name.
Yes.
And you go by Taboo.
Yep.
From the Black Eyed Peas, you guys. I'm Joe Coy, and that's my nickname. My aunt, my auntie Evelyn, called me Joe Coy. My real name is Joseph Herbert. So even if I try to make fun of your real name, I can't.
Can't.
Because mine's fucking worse.
Yeah.
Joseph Herbert? Are you kidding me? How can a Herbert make fun of a Gomez? You
Herbert.
Know what I mean? You can't.
It just sounds Herbert Gomez.
Is it Jaime Gomez or Jimmy Gomez?
It's Jimmy Gomez.
But it's spelled J-A-I-M-E.
Yeah, it used to be spelled J-A-I-M-E.
And that's still Jimmy.
I changed it.
So you changed that also?
Yeah, to Jimmy Gomez. It was too confusing. My wife's name is Jamie Gomez, too. But her
wait
name...
Oh, wait so a minute. Oh, so you go look, by Jamie or Jaime?
Jimmy.
Because if you say Jaime, that is some OG Mexican
that's some
shit.
Wet or...
And we got Ernie's uncle in here, and he's OG Mexican.
That's dope.
This fool got a Tommy Hilfiger polo on from 84.
Wow.
Right? Like with Dickies on and a fedora. He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck.
He's straight out of fucking
straight
East Coast.
Straight up, dude.
I like it.
Tortillas. It's always fresh tortillas at his house.
Menudo on Sundays after a cruda.
Ernie, does your uncle always have fresh tortillas? It's in that little fucking pot, whatever, with the lid?
Comal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If you would have said Jaime, he would have been, holy shit, bro.
Nobody
believes me. Hey, that name is
real. It could be fucking Jaime. It could be Jimmy, Jamie, all that shit, fool.
JJ.
Yep. JG.
JG.
Yeah, my whole family's JG.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. That's dope, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we made
it. You are a very, here's what I love about the Peas, man. You guys are just humble, one. And Tab, you've always been nice to me.
Thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm. and no one ever has anything ill to say about you. Apple, same way.
Yeah.
Will, same way. You know what I mean? Even Fergie's nice. You know what I mean? Even though I didn't meet Fergie till later. I met you
Did you
guys.
Meet her as Fergie or Stacey?
I met her as Fergie. But Stacey was still fucking with you guys in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you guys were letting her come on, right? Mm-hmm. Like to just do like background
she
vocals?
Was, she was part of Wild Orchid. And she was Stacey Ferguson.
Yo, when do you remember that? Stacey Ferguson?
Yeah, Wild Orchid.
Wild Orchid.
And she was also on Kids Incorporated.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tab, you were... Okay. And, oh, anyways, back to the... I'm sorry. I go all over the place. And you go all over the place too. And that's the cool thing about this whole... This pod. But... What, like I was getting back to hip hop, the cool thing about Tab, all the elements. That's why when people try and spit game about hip hop, I'm like, yo, the P's are hip hop. Like you go to Tab's house, no, you just go on the road with Tab right now when the P's are like in hiatus. Yo, he's in every country in the world spinning, DJing, and you kill it. By the way,
thank you, bro. I don't.
I've been to a couple of your shows.
Check this out.
And I'm like, yo, this.
I don't ever take credit for that label because there's so many DJs that I respect.
Yeah.
The craft that's who they are.
Yeah.
I'm a performer that's able to mix, that's able to perform, dance, rap, sing. I could do it all.
Yeah, you can.
I'm like the man of the what do they call it? The
jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. But the reality is I'm not going to take credit for being a DJ. I would never say DJ Taboo. I would never do that.
All right.
So when I book...
I'm glad you said that.
When I book myself, I always book live performance and that comes along with it. You're spinning music. You're performing your own songs. You're dancing. You're incorporating the crowd. You're getting the crowd really riled up on a real high level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You kill it too, man. You brought it. Every time I see you, bring it. Should we talk about that or let's go a different way? Should we talk about DJ or let's just get away from it and let's talk about us?
Yeah, let's talk about us. People already know the artistic side and the creative side of us.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about homes.
Okay.
Let's talk about the first time that you were able to buy your own dream home and be able to take care of your son and say, hey son, this is what we built. This is what I'm able to give you besides
Nintendo.
Besides Nintendo, besides, you know, dope ass kicks, besides a bike, like I'm actually giving you a roof over your head.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Okay, so I'm really into visualizing. I really do visualize my future. It's kind of crazy. If you ever seen The Secret, like before I even watched The Secret, I was doing that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I ain't saying, you know, that's my faith or anything, but I've always been like this guy that like I know what path I'm gonna take and I visualize what I'm gonna do and I'm gonna get there. You know what I mean? So I always put it out there. And my first home that I bought was a condo. It was a 3-bedroom loft condo.
Right.
That's facing the mountain. Like the view is amazing.
What city was that in?
It's right here in Studio City. Oh, okay. I still own it. Yeah. I paid the bitch off.
Right.
And it's down at the bottom of the hill, okay, And I remember when they built them, there was only 40 units or something. It's tiny, so it's perfect, right?
Right.
And a big, giant 20-foot ceilings, you know what I mean? It was like, when I was a kid, I used to love that movie Big with Tom Hanks. And when he was jumping in the trampoline, I go, I want a house where I can jump in on a trampoline on the inside, you know what I mean? With those big bay windows. And this place opened up because I was looking for a loft in L.A., but then I found this place here in Studio City because I wanted to live here. And I found it. And I got the brochure, right? And I didn't have enough money yet. It was going to be another like 6-7 months before I had enough to put a deposit down. Right. So everywhere on the road, I took this brochure with me. And literally, I would go online, look at it, and then I'd look at it. When I was in the green room, I'd always look at it, look at the features, the square footage. And just like I kept like, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get this. And then the real estate agent goes, we only have one, because it's called a penthouse. I bought the penthouse, and there was only 4 of them that were facing the mountain. Mm. And she goes, we only have one left. The other 3 just sold. And I was like, I'll come in on Monday. I got it. I didn't even have the money, Tab.
Mm-hmm.
I literally went in, filled out all the paperwork, and I was asking people for money. Wow. And I was scraping money. And then I called my brother-in-law. He didn't have the money, but he goes, I'll co-sign for you. So that kind of helped. But I was still like 80 grand short.
Right.
And my roommate at the time, his friend was visiting and he was flipping houses in LA. This is the craziest shit. You'll never believe. And I'll say his name. His name's V. And he came down here from Seattle and he was going to buy a house. He had investors that were going to help him buy houses and he was going to flip it for him, right? And he had all these cashier's checks, right? For like 20,000 each. He had 100,000 in
cashier. I've never heard that shit.
Bro, this cashier is the craziest. Yeah, I think they were cashier's checks or whatever. They were checks for cash. And it was like 20 grand. He had 100 grand on him. And we were just talking. And by the way, at no point have I go, I'm going to ask this dude. You know what I mean? Right. All I know is tomorrow I have to have 80 grand. And I literally, we hit it off, me and V. And like, and literally like the next day I go, yo, man, hey, can I borrow 80 grand? I swear to God, I'll get it to you by the end of this month. I swear on everything I'll get it to you. And he was like, you could see the sweat forming on his forehead. You know, because he knew who I was, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He knew I was legit, and mm-hmm. he was a fan or whatever. We went to the bank. He signed that shit right over to me. Wow. 80 grand. V, if you're listening. Wait. And I just saw him. V, yeah, man. And if you're listening, and which he is, because he came and saw me at Irvine Improv last month. Signed it over to me, and I swear on my mom, man, on my life, I got that shit back to him in like 2-3 weeks.
That's dope. V, if you're listening, I know you're listening. Good job, bro. This dude is a stand-up guy.
Yeah, man.
He's my son's godfather, and I wouldn't have nobody else have that title unless the person was like up to par and amazingly reliable and resourceful and respectful.
See, now I feel really bad because I haven't bought Journey. I haven't bought him a gift.
It's all good. You've been touring, dude. You get a pass. You get a tour pass.
I do get a pass. You know I got Journey's back,
you do.
Right?
You do, bro. When you come correct with the gift, you kill it.
But, yo, I paid him back, man. 80 right over, man.
You should have gave him $81,000.
I should have, but you know what? $1. He has unlimited passes to all my shows.
Dope. That's fresh.
And he is the man, man. And I'll have his back. He knows that. He just came to the show in Irvine, and I was just like, yo, this guy's amazing. Yeah. And he was on a date, too, on a first date.
Oh, he was?
So you got
brownie points.
Yo, man. You know how cool he looked?
That's dope.
He looks so dope.
Did you give
him
a shout-out on stage?
I gave him a shout-out in front of the girl. We took pictures together. Dope.
There it is.
Like where I even made the girl stand back because I was like, yeah. I need to get a picture with him. Yeah, and she was like, oh, shit, you know? Oh, he's
somebody?
Real?
He's somebody?
He's seriously real?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I thought he was full of shit when he said he knew you.
That's dope.
So, yeah. But that was my home, and took me like a year to pay it off, right? And when I finally paid it off, I was like, I thought I was done. You know what I mean? I was like, you know what? I got my son a place to live and all that shit, and I was spending my money, man. You've seen how many cars I go through. I was like buying cars every year. I was flipping them, and not flipping them, but like turning them in and taking the, the, you know how you get a penalty for that when you turn it in? And I was just like, I got to ride the new rides and all that shit. And my son, this is the craziest shit. And this is why I think my son is an old soul. And this happened 2 years ago. He goes, because I was gonna get a Maserati. I don't know why. I think they're the ugliest things in the world, but I just wanted it for some reason. And then I go, Joe, I think I'm going to get the Maserati. I'm going to turn the 500 in for a Maserati. And my son goes, why don't you get a house? Why do you keep buying cars, Dad? Yeah. And right when he said that, like, my heart stopped.
Of course.
Because I was like, yeah, man, no one wants to live in a fucking condo. Even if it's a condo, it's still like an apartment. You know what I mean? And no, hey, I'm not disrespecting anyone that owns them. Like, God bless you. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, like, I see where my son was coming from. He wanted a pool. He wanted a yard. You know, my son's active.
Of course. It's the voice of reason, bro.
Yeah. And but for him to even say that, because most kids would be like, fuck yeah, get a Maserati. Mm-hmm. Get two, Dad. Fuck it. Two colors.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah. And literally that day I went looking, and then, like, I found this spot right here, man. On accident, I found this.
I love it. I was driving up, and I was like, damn, does he live in Ice-T's fucking house? Because Ice-T used to live up here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Ice-T used to live up here.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, you had the same drive up to his house. And, I mean, I walked up here, and I'm like, damn, my boy made it.
Oh, thank you.
It's cool when you see your friend that you've known for years, and you see the humble beginnings, and you just remember the time period when we didn't have this shit.
Uh-uh.
We weren't able to provide for our kids. We were hustling,
yeah,
trying
man.
To make it.
Yep.
Yo, listen to my demo. Yo, check me out. I'm funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep.
Right? So it's kind of like, the big payoff is being able to take care of your family and being able to let them know, like, if you work hard, you work your ass off, dreams do come true.
Yep. That's real, man.
We're 2% of most people in the world.
Yeah.
2%.
That's crazy.
Because we followed our dreams and aspirations of what we wanted to do. When they said, oh, you know, what, you want to be a clown?
Yeah.
Right?
That's what my mom used to say.
Moms was like, yo, you want to be a clown?
Want to be a clown?
Right?
Want to be like this, like Bozo?
Exactly.
So dancing with balloons?
So I, same thing with my family. I mean, you know, when I told them, yeah, I want to be a rapper.
Yeah.
Famous rapper.
Yeah.
They're like, famous rapper? Nah, you need to go to school. Yeah. Which I understood. Education first, I get it. But my heart and my soul told me, you're going to do this.
Yep.
You're destined for greatness.
Yeah.
You're not going to, nothing's going to stand in your way. You got to accomplish this. Just like what you were saying about The Secret. Like, I was made to do this shit. I was bred to do this.
Yep.
And nothing was going to stand in my way. Even if my mom objected and said, no, you can't, you got to go to school. I was like, no, Ma, I'm going to be on that stage and I'm going to make it.
Yep.
So.
Isn't that crazy too? Because like it's a long journey, but like when you see the stages that you take to get there, they all fit in place. At the time, it's just you're doing it because you need to do it and you need the money. But when you look back at it, you're like, oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that because that got me here. Yeah. And I did that because it got me here. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's really cool. It's a cool journey. But a lot of people that take those steps, they give up at these little.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And that's why it doesn't happen for them. Yeah. You know what I mean? I've seen it with my sister, you know?
I mean, dude, you think about it. Like, a lot of people, the willpower to succeed and the drive and the passion, sometimes reality sinks in and it says, like, it'll put you on a pause.
Yeah.
Some people know how to go around it and continue the journey.
Yep.
Some people are just, okay, cool.
Yeah, I got it. All right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. I do need to work 9 to 5
exactly.
At the post office.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I was a dancer in high school, but I think I'm just going to work at In-N-Out. I get it.
And we're not that, and we're not disrespecting.
No.
But there's just some people that just can't
get over that.
Get over that challenge.
And it's like, there's a few of us, I specifically would say in my crew, Will.i.am, is probably the most driven individual I've ever met and been in a crew with.
Yeah.
The dude has been driven since he was 9 years old.
Yeah.
That's when he started rapping. I mean, the dude got signed to Eazy-E at 16 years old.
Holy shit.
So for me, it's like I learned a lot from Will and Apple.
He signed with Ruthless?
He signed with Ruthless.
And Dre was already there?
Dre had left. To do Death Row.
Yeah.
And Easy was the head of Ruthless.
Yeah.
With Jerry Heller. So they signed Will and Apple and Moose.
It was so fun. I'm sorry. Now we're sidetracking going to another
story.
No,
but it makes sense. It makes sense because what I'm saying is the drive and the passion started since then. And I'm giving Will the ultimate props. But I'm saying if I would have never met Will, I wouldn't have chased my dreams the way that I did. Because I was surrounded by people like Will and Apple that always said, we're going to make it.
Yeah.
We're going to travel the world. You're going to become somebody. You got a gift. Don't stop believing in your gift.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Apple came from the Philippines in 1989, didn't know a word of English. The dude was a fucking farmer.
Yeah.
Farming in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And got adopted, came to America, didn't know a word of English.
Yeah.
And then became this fucking big mega superstar.
Superstar. Yeah.
And now he's able to go back to the Philippines and create opportunities for other Filipinos in creating computer schools and buying Jollibees and all this shit that he's doing to make the economy to help out the economy.
Isn't
in
that
the Philippines.
Crazy, man? Yeah.
So I mean, what I'm saying is, us three as a threesome as Black Eyed Peas from 1995, we always knew that we were going to make it no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, we were blessed to have Ferg in the group and she's amazing at what she does and what we do as a group. But the reality is we, all four of us, we had that drive and passion.
Yeah.
Ferg was doing stuff as a kid. She was on Kids Incorporated and she did the Peanuts gang with the Charlie Brown thing.
Yeah.
Will and App, myself. So we're all surrounded by driven individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, that story just flipped me out when you said E signed Will, because like a lot of people don't give E that credit of being a fucking talent guru.
Yeah, he was.
He found Ice Cube. He found Dr. Dre and Will.i.am.
And Bone Thugs.
And Bone Thugs.
The list goes on and on.
And who else, man? Like, goddamn. D.O.C.?
Yep. Easy was... I mean, we're going to watch the movie on the 14th. If you
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I cannot wait. I bought my Compton hat.
I am excited to watch some of the dopest MCs and one of the freshest crews to come out of Los Angeles, not only for L.A., but for hip-hop culture.
Yeah, man. Yep. And the movement, yeah.
The movement.
Yeah. But anyways, let's get to... because we're talking about homes. So when it started happening for the Peas... Do you remember your first check?
Yeah, so Joints and Jams was our first initial single that came out. And
Wait. Were you guys broke as shit? You and your family, the Gomez's.
We were mid class.
Yeah,
mid. You know, it wasn't like we were rich or anything, but you know, my mom and Julio always worked.
Uh-huh.
Julio's my stepdad.
Yeah,
they always worked, so they were always grinding nine to five jobs, and you know, they gave us a roof over our head, me and my sister Celeste, and we just managed to always. Maintain love and happiness.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we were poor. I wasn't living in the projects. I lived in the projects from 1 to 5, and then we moved out, and luckily Julio came into my mom's life, and it all worked out. But no matter what my circumstances was, I was always, I always wanted to be an entertainer since I was 5.
Nice.
So, the hustle was pretty rough at the beginning when we started the Peas, 1995. Me and Apple actually got an apartment, which we called the Roach Motel, because literally there was roaches all up in that bitch.
Really?
Like, one time Will came over and opened the fridge just to get some water, and a fucking ton of roaches just fell on the floor, and the sound was like... Shit was crazy, bro. And we were surviving.
Yeah.
We were stealing meat, stealing rice.
Yeah.
Whatever we could do to survive.
Yeah.
But that was the hustle. And when Joints and Jams came out in 1998, I was living on my mom's couch.
Yeah.
You know that song by Tribe? It says, my mom keeps beefing. Boy, get a job, right?
Yeah.
She would always tell me, you need to get a job. I'd be like, but mom, I'm signed.
Yeah.
But you're not making no money.
Yeah.
Because we were, you know, just because you were on MTV or you were on BET, that didn't mean that you were paid.
Yeah.
Just because you were on Power 106 didn't mean you were paid.
Yeah.
So to make a long story short, I was about 24.
When you got signed by?
By Interscope.
Yeah.
And then from 24 to 29, I lived on my mom's couch.
No shit.
Yeah, dude. I was an old dude living on my mom's couch.
But the Peas were signed.
The Peas were signed.
And the Peas were famous.
We were signed.
You were underground famous.
We were underground famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was kind of... It was kind of weird because you couldn't bring any chicks home because, you know, hey, mom, hey, dad. It was just weird.
Yeah.
Plus I had my son, Josh, who was probably like 6 or 7.
Holy shit, man.
So, I already had a motivation to be able to take care of my son.
What was out at that point?
What was out?
From that time for the Peas and you living on your mom's couch, what songs were out?
Well, 98... it was the whole Backstreet, NSYNC.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about Peas.
Oh, Peas. It was Behind the Front. It was called Joints and Jams, Falling Up, Cadiz's.
Yeah.
Those were the songs that were out.
But the money wasn't coming in.
The money wasn't coming in.
Were the gigs not coming?
No, it was coming, but we didn't have substantial, you know, we didn't have no hits.
Yeah.
So even though we were touring, we weren't making loot. Mm. It wasn't like I couldn't buy a crib, or I couldn't even buy a fucking condo.
Yeah.
So, 2000, we came out with another album called Bridging the Gap, and that was even worse because Napster came in and fucked up our whole record sales.
No shit. Yeah.
So our record sales were dwindled even more than Behind the Front.
Okay.
Then we started working on the third album, which is Elefunk, and that's when
Fergie jumped.
No. That's when we did the song with Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Where's the Love?
We had a song called Where's the Love with Justin Timberlake. This is
which you got.
This is before Fergie was even in the group.
Yeah,
she was part of the crew, but she wasn't in the group yet.
So the Peas aren't. You're not making that much money yet.
No.
You're starting on Elefunk.
Yep.
How did you have a really? Because I know you're the one that talked to Justin.
The way I met Justin was I met her at a club called Joseph's. Uh-huh. It was like a Hollywood club back in the days. And we used to always dance in the circles. You know what I mean?
And Justin would be with you?
And he would be dancing, and he was part of NSYNC at the time.
Yeah.
he was making his transition from NSYNC into becoming JT, the solo artist.
Yeah.
So I kept, you know, relationship with them, and I told him about this song that we had, and it was just literally the only thing we had on it was, where is the love, the love, the love? That's all we had.
That's all you had.
Where is the love, the love, the love?
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
We didn't have people killing people down. We didn't have that. So I played him the record.
And he loved it.
He was like, dude, give me a couple hours. I'm going to come up with something special. I said, we need to come up with something like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like Mercy, Mercy Me or What's Going On.
Yeah.
So he calls me back. He's like, yo, Tab, I got it.
No shit.
So he sang it over the phone. And I was like, yo, this shit is ill. This is going to work.
Yeah.
So I call Will. I'm like, Will, yo, I got somebody to feature on Where's the Love. He's like, who? I said, Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake, a Backstreet Boy?
He really said that?
He said a Backstreet Boy. I was like, nah, Will, he's from NSYNC, but he's starting to do his solo shit. Ah, fuck, Tab. This is on you.
He said that?
This is on you, Tab. If you want him on the record, and if it's not good, it's on you. So I was like, all right, cool, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take this one.
Yeah.
So we brought him into the studio. He spent like 6 hours talking about, because he broke up with Britney Spears.
Uh-huh.
Talked about that. Talked about the whole Janet Jackson shit. No. That was after. Talked about Britney Spears for 6 hours. And then finally laid the track. And it was a fucking smash.
Yeah, it was.
It was a smash. It was our first number one hit. So that I'm leading into that song. Brought in Fergie.
Yeah.
Fergie did.
Because everyone thought Fergie sang that.
No. Fergie was. Video. Yeah, I know. It was. He couldn't be in it because he was working on his solo shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So he didn't want to dedicate his solo shit to Where's the Love because he wanted to drop his own single.
Yeah.
So he decided to stay out of the video. So Fergie came into the group, made the shit even more mega.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that I was able to make my first $1 million.
No shit?
Yeah. My first
Elephant.
So Elephant was love? My first $1 million.
And you're the reason for that song. And you were the reason for the
I'm
first.
Not, you know what?
It, I
no,
am.
No.
Will, I am.
No.
It
no,
was
I'm
on
not,
him,
I'm
Will.
I'm not going to take that credit, bro. I brought JT to the table, but it was the
That's
song,
That's a fucking big
track.
Thing to bring to the table.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
like bringing Jesus to the Last Supper. Yeah. Hey, you guys. It's a big party and all. But you're not going to believe who's kicking it with us. This dude. Just bring water.
You said it.
Bring water.
So that
We're
happened.
Still getting drunk. Jesus got it like that.
So I moved out of my mom's crib, and the first place I moved to was the Oakwoods.
Okay.
Barham. And I thought, like, wow.
Josh is how old?
Josh is about 9.
Josh is the coolest kid you ever meet, you guys.
So Josh and me moved out. We went to Oakwoods, and I said, yo, I got to buy a house now.
Yeah.
So, you know, me and my business manager at the time, we started talking about my budget.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I want to spend $10 million on a home. Yeah. He's like, dude, relax.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was exciting. I was like, yeah, I want to spend buku bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, nah, you should be, you know, just be a little more humble. Because I was a little out of control back then. That's when I was drinking and getting crazy.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, cool. I'll settle for something in Walnut, California. So I got something in Walnut. It was my first home.
Okay.
Paid cash for it, which was really dope. I felt like man.
Oh, you bought the house in full.
I bought the house in full.
Way
paid
to
it
go,
off.
Bro.
I was like, I paid off a house, right?
Yeah, man.
You know, and I'm 29.
Nice.
I'm 29 at the time, and I just thought, like, dude, I got something for me and my son. And it was the ultimate party house because it was just me, my son, and a couple and two roommates.
Yeah.
That were just all about partying.
Yeah.
So then, a couple years go by, me and my wife hook up, and we buy our next house, which is in, you know, Altadena. And then we buy another house in Marietta, sell that, pay off the Altadena crib.
Yeah.
And now we just bought another one so that we could build our own house.
Dream house.
A dream house, yeah. At, you know, I don't want to say my age, but at this point in my life, that's what I want to do. 29.
That's all.
40 summers.
40 summers.
40 summers. I'm 40 summers. So now we're able to build our dream house.
That's so dope.
It's amazing.
And we should rap on that. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Because, that's what I'm talking about, man. Like, I keep spitting this I think I've said this like 1,000 times, huh, Ernie?
By the way, Ernie, we got Ernie Hurtado, the very wet, the wettest Latino man you'll ever meet, due to sweat. I keep saying this, man. When you have drive and you believe in yourself, no one's your biggest fan other than you. No matter how many records you sell, how many tickets you sell, how many jokes you write, how many specials you make, I guarantee your number one fan is you. So if you do not believe in yourself, it's not going to happen.
If you don't say you're the best, then who the hell will?
Who the hell will, man? Yep. Nobody. Yep. Even your own mom will even question your shit. For real.
Yeah.
Even when you're successful, they'll still question. Well, you know, it will come to an end.
Yep.
It's true. It's about to, you know, have you thought of retirement?
It's true.
No, I haven't thought of retirement because I ain't retiring, Mom. I'm telling jokes till I'm 78.
And you know what's crazy? It's like, even though we're the most insecure people.
Yeah, we are.
To ourselves, you know what I mean? We're like so fucking caught up in, yo, is this good enough? Am I giving my son enough?
Yeah.
Because we're always thinking like that.
Yep.
It's like, if you're not satisfied within yourself and you don't say to yourself, like, I worked my ass off to get to where I'm at, then, you know, you're never going to feel like fulfilled or complete.
Yep.
And that's why I'm glad that I met someone like you, my brother, who shares the same thing because we're parents.
Yep.
But at the same token, we're still dreaming. And it's like, we're still hungry.
Yeah,
we made it. We made it. But we still want more.
We want more.
We're hungry. We're hungry to stay out on the fucking road and still continue to make music and make people laugh all over the world.
Exactly. And make people dance all over the world.
Let's sing.
Yep. Legendary hits. Can we just name off, what, five? Let's name off five legendary Black Eyed Peas hits. Where's the Love? I Got a Feeling. Boom Boom Pow. Joints and Jam. Fuck, what else?
Pump It, My Homes.
Oh my God, Pump It was so...
Just Can't Get Enough. Let's Get It Started. Let's Get It Started.
Let's Get It Started.
Yep. That was the first vinyl record I
bought. Nice. Really?
That's dope.
That's Drunk Brady. By the way, that's Drunk Brady. The reason why his name's not Brady. Even Brady. I just think, like, if Tom Brady were to get kicked out of the NFL and lost all his money, he would end up looking like this man.
You sexy motherfucker.
Still sexy. You know what I mean? Just drunk all the time. I want some Super Bowls. You want to see the ring?
What do you mean deflated fucking football?
I didn't deflate anything. You know what's fully inflated? My penis. This is Taboo, y'all, from the Black Eyed Peas.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, please follow me on Instagram. It's Official Taboo. On my Twitter, TabBEP, TABBEP. And please stay tuned for more Black Eyed Peas coming to you soon. Check out the new song. It's called Yesterday. Taboo is in the motherfucking casa. Jimmy Guapo, Joe Coy. Yep. Let's go.
Hey, wait, Tab. We're not ending here, though. We're going to do more of these.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. Let's do another pod.
Let's do another hour.
Let's just keep doing stuff for people.
Okay.
If you guys want to hear more stuff between Tab and I, just conversating about just anything, tune in. Taboo and I, we're a team now.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yesterday.
I want to go back to yesterday. I want to go back to yesterday. I want to go back to yesterday.
What?
Check it out, y'all.
Get a tab. What?
Retro class.
Yo.
Back to review.
Keep listening to us, y'all. Take care. Peace.